From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On Thursday, Lee County recorded its 22nd death related to the COVID-19 virus, that according to the New Mexico Department of Health. The victim was a male in his 70s, and he had been hospitalized. Several facilities within the city of Hobbs will be closed today for sanitation. Among them will be the City Hall, City Hall Annex, the Hobbs Public Library, but they will resume their normal hours on Saturday, and the Hobbs Senior Center. Now, the other facilities will reopen in its normal hours on Monday. Carlsbad police continue to warn citizens about persons identifying themselves as Xcel Energy representatives. They will call, then attempt to collect a debt claiming past due accounts. Do not provide your information to these unknown individuals. If these individuals call you, call Xcel at 1-800-895-4999 to verify the status of your account. The waste isolation plant just outside of Carlsbad will be receiving a surplus of plutonium from the development of nuclear weapons from the Savannah River site in South Carolina. About 7.1 metric tons of the waste will be arriving at WIP. The Lee County Sheriff's Office reports that deputies found a van that was reported stolen in the 1700 block of South Heiser in Hobbs on Thursday. The van was reportedly used in home burglaries in Hobbs. According to the Facebook post by the Lee County Sheriff's Office, the van was processed for evidence by Lovington police detectives and then released to the registered owner. And 29-year-old Enrique Jaramillo of Hobbs, who was wanted in the shooting death of 25-year-old Aaron Grogan of Eunice, was arrested on Thursday. There's no details as yet on how the arrest was made. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.